Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. Hey, sorry the audio report's a little later than normal. I finished the written report this morning, and while I was putting that together, I was just kind of checking out this area of low pressure coming off Africa and looking at the projections, and I like full-on did like my dog was like, squirrel, when I was looking at the long-range projections, because it's looking like it might be something. But more about that a little later on. Hey, today on Wednesday, we still got those strong winds up north. Chunky 8-second northeast wind swell for the Jacksonville and Volusia County areas, pretty much mostly north of the Cape. Now, south of the Cape, we have lighter onshore winds, and the surf's a little smaller. I'm seeing thigh a couple lucky waist-high sets every once in a while at 8 seconds from the north to northeast. So looks like tomorrow on Thursday, we're going to be down a notch in size, and that swell's going to continue to come in northeast at 8 seconds, and we should have a little lighter onshore winds. Now looking ahead, we drop back off to the need a lucky thigh zone for Friday and probably stay that way, if not a little smaller for the weekend. Now like I said, in the tropics, there's a wave of energy coming off Africa and it's got a pretty good chance of forming. When I first started this morning, it was like 30% and then it refreshed halfway through the surf report up to 70%, and I was looking at the long range models and everything. And this far out, there's still a good amount of disagreement. The GFS and the Icon, they kind of have it coming across the Atlantic and kind of swinging up, similar to what Aaron did. It's going to be kind of hard to tell because early on, it's still a little cooler over on the east side of the Atlantic. When I say cooler, it's cooler than it was before Aaron came through. We're still pretty warm out there, so even with the amount of energy that Aaron's pulled out of the water, we can still get a pretty good storm about 1,000 miles out. But if it gets a little closer, that water is pretty much warmed up to the point where it was pre-Aaron, especially a week and a half or so down the road when that storm's kind of, you know, predicted to hit that area. And that's going to be a little closer to us, like about 600-700 miles out, similar to what Aaron did. And if it ends up there, it could definitely be a Cat 5, just like Aaron was. Now, the good news is those models have it swinging up north, similar to what Aaron did, so it should stay off the Florida coast. If this stays weak, it'll do what like the Euro model is saying. It'll stay down to the south and kind of end up down in the Caribbean, where it'll probably kind of peter out. But if that happens, that sets us up for another local area of low pressure off the east coast like we had earlier this week. And that'll make those strong north-northeast winds again, which will set us up for another northeast wind swell. So no matter how this kind of works out over the next week and a half to 2 weeks, we're probably going to see some kind of a swell. But as I always say, once these storms get strong, they do what they want. Predictions kind of go out the window, and that's, you know, we've seen that in a lot of strong storms. They're predicted to go one way or the other, and they just, you know, completely ignore that. So, you know, I'm definitely keeping an eye on this, not only for the surf, but also, you know, just to be safe and keep you guys updated, let you know what it's going to do. So I'll be back on Friday, and I'm going to do exactly that. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going to your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.